keeping the job on Joe.
We're talking this morning to you who are contemplating getting a remodeling job started. How do you keep it on schedule? We were visiting with Tom Riley from Renovations, our Rosie certified pre-screened remodeling contractor up in the Quad City area, operating out of downtown Prescott. His office is on Alarkin, just right off the square, a couple blocks, and been in the area for over 30 years. He's been doing it since the 80s. And we're visiting now by way of typed memo with John Reuter, founder and owner of Assurance Builders down in Tucson, another Rosie certified remodeling contractor. And we're talking about his tips for keeping a job on schedule.
Budget. Do they have those in remodeling?
Budget. Yes. And that's really driven by his prior point about a detailed scope of work. And make sure you've got a very clear understanding of what's getting done for how much. And I will tell you along with that, the other thing you should get from your contractor is have them commit to a construction schedule in writing. Tell them you want to see when the start date is and when the finish date is. That is hugely critical for keeping your contractor accountable. If we could get contractors to submit written schedules, I think it also would go a long, long way for avoiding a lot of the arguments that we get dragged into trying to solve with non-Rosie certified contractors. And I know you homeowners think that we can control every contractor in Arizona. We got a call just the other day. I got a couple quotes from contractors that aren't yours certified, and I'd like you to compare them for me. And we can't do that. We cannot compare contractors that aren't obligated to our standard. So, but we take a lot of those phone calls. So we love the fact that y'all respect us and trust us that much, but I hope you'll also respect the fact that we are not the registrar of contractors. We're just the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona. So budget, detailed scope, selections all made. What else does John say?
This last one was interesting. They then challenge the homeowner on what they can do to help keep the schedule.
Boy. I think that's a very responsible challenge. Because I think homeowners need to realize the contractors aren't your whipping boy in this project. You are a team together striving for a common, successful end point. And I know a lot of homeowners that think, well, you know, I hired you. Now you're my whipping boy for the next 6 weeks of the project. Homeowners, I think, very often, well, I can delay that selection. You don't need to know the paint color now. You're just starting the demolition. Well, everything I don't know when I start your project complicates the project and increases the probability of not finishing on time exponentially. Everything I don't know. And that's not to say there aren't mistakes, you know. I'm sorry to say that we recently finished a project where we were converting a garage. A very large garage, and we were taking the back third of the garage and converting it to a place for the people to move their mom and dad back to where they'd be close. And Crazy Rosie looked at the door and ordered a 6'8" entry door, and the door was already there. It was a side door entrance to the garage. Didn't take my tape measure out. Didn't double check it. How many 7-0 doors have you installed, Romy?
Oh, of course.
I should have seen it, and I did. So we got caught. Ouch. Darn it. I hate it when that happens. But all great points on keeping a project on schedule. A couple other things I'd like you homeowners to really kind of comprehend is I challenge my homeowners on a fairly regular basis. If I know your budget is $50,000, whatever it is, to do the kitchen remodel and remodel the hall bath down the hall. I'll design a solution for 50. But if I come up with a really great idea that I think you'd really like, would you like to see it even if it exceeds your budget? And you know what they say every time? Well, yeah, we'd like to see it. So budgets are a funny thing. They're a very emotional thing. But if you can budget tied to a very specific scope of work that lists what's included and what's excluded, and it's all tied to a written schedule, and you've got the confidence in the company you're picking, that's the key to keeping the job on schedule and on time.
We have about 20 correct answers. The question for our Diamondbacks tickets this week was, what year did Randy Johnson pitch a perfect game? It was 2004. So we will be randomly selecting about the out of the 20 texters that were correct, and we'll text you. So we'll see you next Saturday.
What a wonderful world.